Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Crypto Sparta podcast. We've got the Luna episode.
Yeah, it's been a hectic our last week of crypto. Just like markets crashing, Luna crashing, and now it's kind of finally stabilized, but we're gonna do our best to like kind of recap.
It's some gallows humor. We're enjoying a lot of other things happening. Brian bounced back from COVID.
Yeah. Sorry, I missed. We couldn't do a live episode when this thing was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're here. We're healthy. We're ready to go.
And I think having a bit of breathing space, because it'll be funny. We can go into the market as
it
usual with Brian. But
it lets the information digest and we
the death bounced. And so we saw, I was trying to tell my dad about how the whole thing that crashed the whole crypto bounced 2,000%.
Oh, it was like 4x. It was like 4,000.
Yeah.
So it was like a 40x.
We can explain that, and we're going to do a real deep dive into Luna.
We'll attempt to.
Yeah, in multiple different ways. But as usual, let's not, that's a way longer intro than normal, but Brian with the market.
Yeah, so like I said, it hasn't been a good week for crypto. So last week it was at kind of like 32, and then it dipped below to 27 like midweek because of the Luna thing. And then now it's like slowly kind of bouncing back, but it's hovering around like 30K. And then ETH is like also dipping, was at 2,400 and then like dipped below 2,000. It was, I think at the lowest was, you know, 1,800. And then it's kind of gone back up or recovered to, you know, 2,100.
I think it had touched 1,700s, which like we can talk about like the markets where, you know, a lot of people are almost happy where they're like, all right, all of the leverage people are flushed out. But apparently all the way down, people were trying to knife catch, so to speak, and be like, all right, it's going to
open longs or open shorts.
Luna's going to bounce at like a dollar. Luna's going to bounce at 10 cents.
Well, even BTC or ETH.
Luna kept going down. Apparently it was like a incredible amount where it lost 90% four days straight.
This is a top 10 coin, if you will.
And what they had discussed
is high that was a 120 of as of like February.
To go from over $100 to go to a fraction of a penny in a few days is unprecedented. It's incredible.
So it was at like 95, you know, in April. And then now it's basically zero.
A lot of this has to
and
do.
It was a top 10 coin, had like, you know, $20 billion market cap.
It's exacerbated by the fact that the tokenomics, which we'll go through.
It's a sad day in crypto because this kind of like really set us back.
I don't know. Well, there's a lot
because
of arguments
are
about
calling
this.
For a regulation.
There's a lot. Yeah. Janet Yellen mentioned it. And I think that our viewers should understand
size.
Or the, yeah, we don't need to get to the memes right away, but discussing Luna and understanding also that there's a unit bias. I think this is like a valuable lesson for people. Where now, due to the Luna UST, and what happened is that the US Terra, the dollar stablecoin that was tied to the value of Luna. Do you want to explain how that works?
Well, the whole Luna mechanism, there's a good meme that kind of explains it where it's just an extension cord, and then it's plugged into the cord that plugs into the wall is plugged into the extension cord, so it's like a cycle. So basically, like UST, you know, one UST you can sell $1 UST, you get $1 worth of Luna, and that whole cycle is kind of like backed by nothing or like backed by each other. So it's a Fugazi against a Fugazi, and it's like that kind of cyclic relationship like props up a whole currency.
I don't mean to be a dick, but I think you kind of lost some people.
Yeah.
And it'd be cool if we could show the meme. Maybe you want to pull up the meme and we should start showing memes. I would just say, like, as like a debrief while he looks for the meme of basically an electric cord plugging into itself. Okay, where does the energy actually come from? Like, Luna is a network that was paying out exorbitant amounts of, and again, I think that we might have lost our viewers, but the way that Luna was working, yeah, that's the meme. Really hard to see.
Light.
We'll have to work on our technical skills. There we go. It's an electric cord plugging into itself. So if Luna has no energy, how do you power the stablecoin? Where is the energy coming from? And what was happening was that people believed in the Luna network. Very smart people. 3AC, which is Daniel, what's his name?
No, Suzu, and then
Suzu, Kyle Davies.
And then Jump,
Delphi. These are premier venture capital funds in crypto, with a history of crypto and success and being very smart people.
It's like they invest in something, you listen, you pay attention, because they don't...
Suzu was shilling it. Yeah. And Doquan was supposed to be a genius. I just turned 30. Doquan is 29. He lost, what was it? How many billions of investor value? Like, it was basically taken by venture capitalists that also play the other side. There is suspicions of the usual suspects. Citadel, which do the same thing, market manipulation of the game stonks. No.
BlackRock.
BlackRock as well.
You know, housing.
Soros is a suspect. It's not. I mean, should we start to go to a post-mortem, or we've been bouncing around?
Let's explain like what actually happened, or like, you know, there's multiple crypto or Twitter threads out there.
There are some very good ones that we can suggest.
This one by Route25 is basically a big wallet. Because, like,
do you want to read it out? Because I know some of the transactions, and this is nice about crypto, is that there are certain transactions that are established and understood. Let's wait for the Route25. You want to just like read them off?
Yeah. So basically, there was an attacker with a huge wallet that basically drained their, or like, they sold their UST in a curve pool. And then that kind of like made that huge amount, 85 million supposedly, kind of created this imbalance. And then it kind of triggered this kind of chain reaction. You know, people trying, or Luna was trying to like refill the pool. And then, at the same time, there was panic of a DPEG when it went from like $1 to like 0.987 or to like 0.995. And then that also triggered like a huge withdrawal on Anchor, like over 2 billion. And then, you know, at the same time, because, so a little of you know, context, like Aluna announced in February that in order to, stabilize the reserves, or, you know, to provide more stability to the peg, they were going to buy more Bitcoin, 1 billion worth of Bitcoin to their reserves.
Steady DCAing.
Yeah. So they're like buying 170 million.
They announced that Doquan was just like dropping, and people talk about his nuts, and like, I guess he has big nuts, but like, they're,
well, like, we'll get to this like later too, where he was, you know, being like very arrogant, I guess you could say, about, you know, very confident in Luna. And when people tried to, you know, bring up polls.
And it came out since that he had tried another stablecoin.
Failed.
And I mean, a lot of people had warned about this, and I think that we had actually called it a bit. We did say it sounds like a Ponzi. It was like a while back. Is Luna the move?
Yeah.
We can go back into the archives and
yeah,
it just sounded like a Ponzi because they're spitting out the highest yields. And now what really triggered me off was that, okay, are their stable coins backed by dollars? I don't know. Are they backed by Luna, which goes up, which is shady, but I don't know. But then they say, we're also adding to our reserve Bitcoin. And I'm like, so you guys are just a giant glorified venture capital firm. These guys are just taking in speculative assets like crypto, and then they're lending out dollars, and they're giving returns on those dollars on Anchor. Very shady.
That's also very like shady. Losing
very
money
shady. It doesn't make sense. So what you need is enough.
Give out this root. Like, they gave out this 20% yield that was unsustainable. They were like putting money in. They were losing
money. And it
money
got daily so big. What one of the threads that I saw, and I'm, we really should have like prepared the NFT threads, but or I mean the Twitter threads. But one of them was saying basically that it got so much bigger that they were paying out $1.3 billion per quarter.
Yeah.
So it's quarterly.
There was $14 billion at the time they deposited into Anchor.
They were relying on Luna to keep growing faster. This is a Ponzi.
Yeah.
You need more money to come in, and then Luna's overinflated. But it's like ironic. Doquan said, your size is not size. We're going to buy Bitcoin. Our reserves are going to dwarf the amount of dollars that we owe because up only. No, dude, what if the real size people show up?
Yeah, so this is what this person did. Like, this guy with big...
You're vulnerable to an attack.
Big size, so...
Is it Citadel?
Well, I don't know, but
Brian,
like...
Who just... do you think it is? Who do you think it is?
Well, I want to finish this, okay, and then we can speculate. So, like, they drain the curve pool, right? Going back to the story, and then so at the same time, this attacker is, you know, taking out a OTC buy or collateral of Bitcoin, and they know that Luna are they're triggering this DPEG, and that Luna is going to, you know, sell, access the reserves, trying to
hold the peg,
sell Bitcoin to buy UST in order to,
or Luna.
Yeah. So at the same time, you know, this attacker has, you know, 1 billion UST that he starts selling, in order to, you know, drain the curve pool. And then, people, because this is happening in this DPEG, people get spooked, and a bunch of Twitter FUD, chain reaction. People are starting to withdraw, you know, Anchor. And then, so this guy, he uses 350 million of his UST that he, out of that billion that he got over the counter to drain the curve pool. He has like 650 million left. So he starts selling that, and that just triggers a more of a DPEG. And then, you know, the LFG Foundation starts selling BTC from their reserves to buy UST. So while the attacker is triggering this chain reaction, he's also shorting Bitcoin too, because he knows that LFG is selling Bitcoin in order to buy. So that drives the price down lower. And then, you know, people are starting to short Luna. And then it's just, you know, it just depegs and then unravels.
Can I pause you for a second?
Yeah, I'm basically done.
Well, so the person who attacked UST, the same person identified by wallets, is confirmed to have a large Bitcoin short. That's all that's confirmed.
Yeah.
But imagine this person, and this is like the kind of scary thing about crypto, which is why they want to regulate it. And then these things all could be insider jobs, which they most likely are. You are attacking UST, and you know that they have a large reserve of Bitcoin, and you know that Bitcoin has been going down and now they're vulnerable to an attack. You are confirmed to have a large UST position that you borrowed, and you have a large Bitcoin short. And you know that the UST is backed by Bitcoin and Luna. Do you believe that this anonymous attacker attacked the entire Luna network and their reserves and didn't short Luna? I'm going to say didn't, but some people ask, did they also short Luna?
Bitcoin, they're definitely shorting Luna.
Yeah.
And so, like,
so how much money did they make? Oh my goodness. So apparently it's billions. It's
crazy because it takes a shit ton of capital just to trigger this reaction, right? It takes 2 billion. It took 2 billion, basically.
Well, you say these things, and clearly the real whales have shown up. Well, the traditional banking, it has to be.
If he's willing to use 2 billion,
it has to be traditional finance.
So going back to your sovereign speculation. Banks
or the Rothschilds or the lizard people.
So there's
the people like 7 miles under the ground.
So Reddit is full of people saying like this is Citadel, this is BlackRock.
They said that they didn't. It's like, oh, that's what you would say.
No, but the thing is that BlackRock is invested in USDC. Like they are a big, big investor into USDC. So it behooves them to have USDC be the main stable coin and not UST.
So I think that the investors, the big money, they take your coins. They have unlimited collateral. They play with the markets. They take your coins when you're down. They just play with all these people. There's a giant casino. We've talked about this before. About the
collateralization of people were using their Luna as collateral for loans.
No, and UST is collateral.
Yeah.
If a dollar turns to 30 cents, then you thought it was a dollar. You thought it was a dollar.
Yeah.
And
so
I've heard some of the horror stories, man. Well, if you need the suicide hotline.
A lot of people lost their life savings. Like people, a lot of people.
On dollars, on things that they thought were worth a dollar.
A lot of people were all in anchor and putting in, and they're like 20%. That's great. Especially in this bear market where
it makes things make sense, though. Why was that viable? Like, take a peel below. And then, so I wanted to like kind of get into the way that I would describe the tokenomics of Luna. Luna was a network that had a lot of transactions, correct?
Yeah. I mean, people were building apps on Luna.
Yeah. So it had a good UI, UX. And then they had this like stable coin that underpinned it so that you could use crypto, you could invest in the network, but it had dollars on the network. But what backed the dollars? The value of the network. Oh, the value of the network got overinflated, and then they put reserves into different things that actually weren't held up to. And then this is what happens is that if people trust a dollar to be a dollar, and that's why Janet Yellen got involved. I've been jumping around a bit.
Well, we don't know for sure. She also said stable coins are not a threat yet. She said that they're not a systemic threat yet to
the dollar. At the same time, Tether smidged off of their
peg. Yeah, there's a little scare off Tether off there for a little bit. But a lot of people
were the Joker memes, you know? It's like, yeah, these stable coins backed off of nothing, right, and everyone's okay. But suddenly it depegs, and everybody goes crazy.
Well, it's like,
dude, when you see the stable coin go off the peg, you're like, this is gonna be, it made me feel a bit sick.
I don't feel
we're a bit removed. I mean, it was a big crash. A lot of people lost a lot.
Well, people say deep peg, it went from like 99 or like $1 to 0.995. like, at that doesn't scare me for a deep peg
for Tether. But do you know, okay, let's check right now, it's on the Sunday, UST, what's it at?
Well, UST is done, it's like 20 cents.
Well,
so the thing is, like, Luna went from 100, you know, this reef
0.1752.
like, it's like, when this was happening, I was kind of thinking like, oh, maybe Luna's too big to fail, it will repeg, right? Like, it's a top 10 coin, it has over 20 billion market cap. Like, went to zero. We need, like, no coin is safe.
We need to get somebody from like the team in India to find when we were talking about how it was a Ponzi.
Yeah, I remember I bought a couple Luna just to, like, you know,
just play to, like, around with the network. Like when I did S-Dog.
Yeah, that was like $200.
It's a weird thing. Like, no. It's a weird thing. I haven't made it or anything, but like, there are things that are going okay, and you know, you survive, and that's what people say, is just survive. But a lot of people actually lost everything they had. I personally know one guy who's like, he was into crypto. He's from the US, but lived in Germany for a long time and has been traveling and living lavish because he was big into crypto, NFTs as well, living in Dubai. And he's like, I'm going to have to change my financial decisions.
That's like,
and I don't know if it's 5 or 6 figures. And I'm not trying to flex, but I'm like, it's not that he's like my guy, but I know of a person that he had a lot in Luna.
People are like 7 figures down to zero, basically. It's crazy.
It went down over 90% 4 days in a row. And so then it was kind of funny because I actually love KSI. And I think he's really good for the entertainment and enjoyment. I don't know if you guys know this guy. He does Beerus, a rap song. He was a YouTuber. He used to play
Logan Paul.
Twice. And he got really into crypto and he likes leverage.
He likes this dude
put 2.8 million into Luna.
Did he short it or?
No, he put 2.8 million. So it was, I think, 4 days in a row where Luna just kept hammering down. And what people didn't understand is the tokenomics. Well, this is one thing that I wanted to get into for a brief moment, where what happens is that UST is backed by Luna and the reserves. And if the reserves aren't filled, what happens is that they keep increasing the supply of Luna and selling it to try to refill the coffers.
But also, too, no matter the price of UST, you can always sell one UST for
a dollar worth of Luna.
So people were just buying UST and then selling for Luna. And then, you know, selling for profit and just arbitraging that cycle over and over again. So it was,
and
like,
then you
chaos.
Short it.
Yeah.
And then you short it. Yeah. And people kept shorting it into the ground. It was like a death spiral. Well, everybody who shorted make tons of money.
So there was a tweet going where he was like, my friend put a $300 short, 50x leverage, and made $600,000.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Like, does it keep going down? But then you try to knife catch on the way up where you're like, this is the bottom, it's going to go up. But what they didn't understand is the tokenomics, where it's like, what they keep doing is they keep increasing the supply to sell Luna to replace the dollar. And if Luna's at $100, you sell one Luna and you replace $100. But the price just kept going down and down. And then they increase the supply. Some people say, oh, Luna back to 100. They don't understand the idea of unit bias and supply. So the supply is like multiple levels of magnitude higher now.
Yeah, now it's hyperinflated, where it's like they try to...
So, it's at a fraction of a penny.
So that, like, deflated the price, right? So it's like 0.000. There's like
it was zeros. 7 zeros, and then it went back up to 3 zeros.
Yeah, so basically, it was...
Some people
are...
If you catch the bottom...
Degenerates.
Yeah, but KSI put in at 2.8 million. He was like, It's like $3. This is the bottom. Well, and then people, it went down to like...
People try to long it while it was dropping because they
with
didn't...
With leverage.
With leverage because it's like, oh, it's going to bounce back up. But they didn't understand the tokenomics. So they just like lost money.
So now it's become a meme coin.
Yeah. So people the amount of, at the bottom.
Yeah. The supply is so inflated though. People are like, it used to be at 100. Like, why can't it get back?
And then maybe if it gets to $1, then we'll be rich or something.
Well, so if it got back to $100 with the amount of inflation in the supply, it would be $400 trillion.
Yeah.
So imagine before Luna had a supply of like 100, but now it has a supply of 1 million, and people are like, if it gets back to $100, and it's like, dude, that's like the entire world economy. And then someone was like, oh, dude, like, what if we all sold the entire world to re-peg?
It's like Kanye, where when he was on Rogan, he was like, how much does the earth cost? I'm going to buy the whole earth and become king. Like, what if we all buy
enough? What if we all just sold everything in the entire world to rebalance the peg and make everyone whole?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, if you bought the bottom, I actually saw it at the bottom. It was like 408.
I was considering throwing $100 here or there.
Four zeros and then eight. And
they suspended trading. And now the issue is that
happened. So apps like people who were like lending Luna, and they were using a Chainlink price feed. Like the Chainlink price feed, actually like had their like fail safe activated or like the circuit breaker where it was like it hit a minimum point and then the price feed paused because it was like too volatile. And then so in their docs they're like, oh, this you should pause trading when this happens, but people didn't realize that it was gonna keep going, and then people exploited the paused Chainlink price feed on that platform and exploited
exchanges suspended trading.
Well, yeah, KuCoin and the main ones did, but like the lending protocols that actually you could collateralize, use Luna as collateral, like they exploited even more because the Chainlink price feeds were paused because it like hit a stipulation in the smart contract that it got to this low price. So
I mean, honestly, it was a really crazy test of the systems, and we had seen some FUD of certain exchanges, and there were a lot of exchanges that paused trading. And then what you worry about is OTC deals among these whales. And then apparently what happens is that they all just call each other. It's just like a tiny group of people. And instead of like the Federal Reserve or like Lehman Bros, it's, the new oligarchs. And the thing about it is apparently the reserves of Bitcoin that Luna had are sitting on an account with Gemini, with the Winklevi. And so there's about over a billion. There's a lot of people that lost everything.
That's a rumor.
No, it's confirmed. It's confirmed that the Doquan Bitcoin reserves are with Gemini. And people are wondering where they are. The police are after him. Yeah, seriously.
Like investors, like in Korea.
People that
like,
lost everything, there were a lot of suicides.
They were...
Please get help if you're thinking about it. Look, it's just money. You can make it back. You know, like...
It might take a while, but you can make it back. Don't use leverage, though.
Well, the UST thing, though, that was the big issue, is that it was supposed to be tied to the dollar. It was supposed to be safe. And it was the best. So that was the whole thing. You get the best returns on your stable dollar coins. That was tempting. But was it sustainable?
No. I mean, people knew it wasn't sustainable back in probably like March or February when they announced that they're doing a refill where they were just...
There were warning signs.
Warning signs that this wasn't sustainable.
Well, and then when I thought when they started getting Bitcoin as reserves, I was like, red light, what if Bitcoin goes to zero? Do you have enough dollars?
Yeah, I didn't see it as a red light.
Just red lights. I was like, now you're just a venture firm.
Yeah.
Really? What? Okay, what
are you buying Bitcoin?
It's the same as Wonderland, where it's like, okay, what are you investing in next? GG BetSwap or like Crypto Dick Butts?
Yeah.
What, is this just some fund for you guys to like throw money around? Is it a dollar or is it not a dollar?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fractional amount of Bitcoin. A third of it is here, a third of it is there. We're putting some into AVAX.
Yeah.
No, then it's like you're susceptible. It really got me upset.
Yeah, well, now they have to, they came up, they proposed a recovery plan.
And then that's what jumped it up.
But right now it's still depegged. UST is still depegged. Would not recommend, like, not financial advice, but I wouldn't buy Luna. I wouldn't touch it. Because it's basically a meme coin right now. It's like basically zero. So that was basically the whole cause of the market crashing. And then the thing about how I like about crypto Twitter is that in misery, you find laughter a little bit with the memes. And so there's a lot of good content.
We should play Crypto Boy now.
Yeah,
we should take a little lull.
So like there's a bunch
of... You play Crypto Boy and you want to explain it and then...
Yeah, so there's a TikTok trend. There's a TikTok trend where this Gen Z artist, what's her name?
Yeah, TikTok, and that's Gen Z.
Yeah, so I don't use TikTok because of China, but you know, it's a social media platform that people can share content and do funny skits, and people made a song and
It was for one, this one TikToker. It's Jill or Julie or?
No, so the chick is named like Salem Elise. And she does the main verse and she collaborated with someone else who did the other chick.
Yeah.
And then people
kept adding own verses.
She did a challenge where she was like, add your own verse.
Yeah.
And so
He'll go through a couple. I'm going to take a little pause.
This is the main one. And, you know, this will attract the simps.
Right? Yeah, we can let go of the Luna, the bad vibes.
Yeah.
And just chill the Crypto Boy for a bit.
We're crypto boys. You met a mask, what you mean. That hit hard. Hope you're getting laid in Web 3. Dang. And these are the verses that came in.
I think this is like a...
It's hitting all the hard points of crypto from a male perspective.
Can I borrow, okay? Especially... Oh.
This is the, like, the...
He goes hard.
Yeah. People kind of misinterpreted. They thought that he was the creator, but it was actually the chick.
Jeez. like, this is a good palate cleanser after the
Luna. Yeah, it's a good palate cleanser. So people are saying, like, this is the bottom. Like, this is a good, like, everyone is vibing to this song. And people are thinking that this is the bottom. Like, this is triggering the bottom. And we're going to make it vid by Zuckerberg's sister was the top.
Yeah, that was like a... sometimes you see some cringe and you're like...
But this is like the opposite, where it's like people actually like made verses like...
This one's dope with Spotty NFT.
Yeah, Spotty.
And then Elmo, yeah. Who I had it...
Dang, rugged. Too soon. Too soon. Yeah, so it's like trending.
That one other dude had a good voice.
Yeah.
I liked it.
So, I mean, people have been sending that guy ETH. His Twitter handle is July the Ginny. But Salem Elise is the main creator of the song. And, I mean, she's a Gen Z, definitely artist. She has another song called PS5, which is basically like, choose me or your PS5.
I just think that it's like, okay, yeah, like, see cycles. Like, this is, like, bad. It's, like, a horrible
week. But we're already at the bottom.
Well, so the scale was, what was it? Billions liquidated in value?
Yeah.
I look at it in terms of business value. I mean, the amount of investor value disappeared, but so astronomical.
Yeah.
Billions.
Crypto Boy is kind of like dampened or like lighten the mood a little bit as far on crypto Twitter.
But I think that the weird thing is it's like an existential question of will this trigger regulation? Will people have boom and bust cycles? If you sold the top of Luna, I knew people that bought under $1. I had people shill it to me. I hope my homie Omar is doing well. And you guys won't know who he is, so I don't mind mentioning his name, but he told me about Luna at like $3. Dude, if he sold it at 100,
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah.
If he lost everything, oh, I hope you're okay. But I mean, it's gambling. I mean, get help if you have problems. Don't put what you can't lose. Not financial advice, not legal advice.
Yeah, it's tough because NFTs aren't getting any better. There's like, it's hard to see like a safe avenue in crypto now. Now that like stable
coins have been exploited. In the whole world, yeah, Netflix went down an insane amount.
The stock market,
is down. The dollars are gone. Euros are deflating.
It's a hard
inflation is hitting everybody. It's like, what is the real safe haven?
Like, where can, because like you can't. It's, I think
maybe there's property.
There's a tendency to like move your money around because you're losing money if it just sits in a bank. So there's a tendency to like overplay or like, you know, try to do these riskier bets or like, you know, try to make up for that inflation. So, and then people end up just getting burned.
Mm-hmm.
So like NFTs too, like now a lot of projects that were considered blue chip, like a common theme is like there's no such thing as a blue chip anymore.
I would say though, I think that there's a washout, but I would agree with him where it's weird because Bored Ape and Larva took over CryptoPunks. They used to be different. What is a blue chip? What's a historical? Any team that manages an NFT project can take a misstep and fuck their reputation. And then if there's a washout, you need to build back. These are actually businesses. I'm anxious in to, you know, we've been working on the Swagger 2 project for quite a while. But, you know, let's move into the shills. And I'll say this. I'm shilling NFTs. But because they will evolve. And I actually have this in like a deep existential idea of the idea of anonymity and tokenization. An NFT is usually an ERC, what is it, 720? It's a single token. There's also tokens that have a circulation. So like Luna or whatever. The idea that there are going to be single tokens that represent single smart contracts, and NFTs will be those. It's not about the art. It's about the blockchain and contracts, the future of the technology. This is like a big, I'm in it for the technology spiel, which is like, oh yeah, you're more in it. No. Or do the art, does the art look better if the price goes up? Yeah.
It's easy to walk away right now from crypto and be like, I got burned, never touching it again. But like, if you believe in it,
in it for the tech,
you got to believe in these things. Like, you know, you can't just like, you know, quit. You're in too deep.
Well, that said though, like, touch grass.
Yeah, touch
bullish grass. On touching grass. Like,
yeah, that's
the weather's like, yeah. Nice. Get outside.
Right now, it's take like care of your winter's mental over. Health
if you have issues, like, I know too many people lost too much money, and there's like a weird thing where you think that the internet money is not the same as real life money.
Yeah, you think it's a video game, but yeah. You don't realize the losses until like you're starting to count pennies. But,
CEO of being unemployed.
Yeah. So yeah, my show is like ETH because like, you know, that, I mean, it's very simple, but like,
dude, what about the merge?
Well, that's the thing is like with Luna being a top 10 coin and dipping, like, you can't trust any altcoin right now. All altcoins are like down over 90%. It's like terrible. So like they're saying how, you know, this is similar to like Mt. Gox or like, you know, those
BitConnect
giving you those downsides of like 2020. And, you know, this like, also goes into like don't follow or like if a CEO or like a creator like starts talking about price points or gets like way too arrogant or like, you know, tweeting too much on Twitter, man, that's a red flag, right? Like we've seen this happen time and time again. Daniele, you know, even Andre,
the cult of and then I've been seeing it in like my personal work where it's like a lot of stuff, the valuations are dropping, the seriousness of the business is increasing. If you're going to have a startup, you're going to need to be like on your P's and Q's. And then a lot of money just disappeared or dried up in the matter of a few days. And I don't know if everybody feels it or how people feel it in different ways, but some people have felt it really badly. So, all those people, please.
We're with you. Like, we're struggling too. Like,
it hit everything too. It weighed down the entire markets. But if you have a steady job, DCA, I mean, there's a lot of
tough people. Like,
bargains.
There's like the saying I like where it's like tough people.
It's the meme.
Well, tough people don't, tough
men make hard times. Hard times make tough men and make good times.
It's like tough times don't last, tough people do. Where it's like, you know, this is a temporary situation where it's like...
It's like a black swan, it's a fluke, but it's honestly in an insane scale. And there will be some regulatory threats. My last thing is bullish on politicians around the world that are pro-crypto. Yeah. Because I believe that the people will be on their sides. But it will be a fight for CBDCs.
Well, I think versus, people there's want
a guy in Canada who wants to make them illegal, the CBDC. Yeah, there will be a lot of things in the tracking of coins and the illegalization of private wallets. But
being anti-crypto is not a good political stance to take, I'd say. Like, you know, you see in Korea, like globally, not just like in the U.S., like, you know,
well, people will lose
Singapore
out.
Singapore or like, you know, Korea.
Incorporate offshore, bullish on offshore bank accounts.
Yeah. LLCs in Delaware, right?
Yeah. But South Dakota, great episode. I think we covered the Luna thing pretty strongly. Though it might have been here and there, but it was just like a monster thing.
Yeah. It's higher powers that we don't understand fully until they'll probably write. I mean, this was a headline in the Wall Street Journal.
Big short margin call.
This could be video. In the economic textbook like 10 years from now. Like, it's crazy.
But we brought it to you first and we knew what was happening because we've been around. Trust us.
We scourged the depths of crypto Twitter for you to digest. So thank you for listening. And that was another episode of the Crypto Spark podcast. Peace.